You're listening to the Britpop Show,
sponsored by Creation Day Festival,
playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
It is a bank holiday and I've literally just come from the cinema to see the latest Mission Impossible, so I thought I'd start with something that's definitely not Britpop, but definitely Mission Impossible. This is when bands such as Powderfinger used to rule the waves for the Hollywood films. Some kind of dead end job for everything you thought you had. It's gone from worse to bad. So lean to the side, whisper it quiet. The end is inside to working all night around the clock for everything you thought you had. That's right, it's Bank Holiday Monday here in the UK, and it's our last one. Before people get excited about how many we've had recently, it's our last one, and I think we've got one more now between now and Christmas, so don't get too excited about them. But I've just been to see Mission Impossible, and if you want my one-word review of that film, it's meh. That's it, and I think that sums it up quite well. I don't want to give it any more than that, I don't think. Right, this week's theme is about a big 30-year anniversary. But before I do that, I want to do a 35-year anniversary. This song is 35 years old and still a banger. This is The Charlatans.
Hits from the 1990s.
Ten minutes into the show, it's time you learned about the theme. The theme is 30 years since a massive debut album from Supergrass. That's right. It's 30 years since they released I Should Coco. Now, they've just been doing their 30 years tour. I think they finished it a couple of days ago, but you can still hear some more from it today. I'm going to play some from their debut album, but I'm not going to play the ones that I would usually play. I think I've had a request. I can't remember his name. I think it might be Paul Marshall requested Strange Ones, which coincidentally comes from their debut album, and so Two Birds, One Stone, here it is.
Nicole! Nicole! I love you! I can't find you! Where are you?
It was indeed a request from Paul Marshall. Paul says, could we have The Strange Ones by Supergrass? He says, I don't think I've ever heard it played on the radio. That or Party Hard by Pulp for the same reason. Well, you've heard it now, Steve. Paul, sorry. That's Strange Ones by Supergrass. And the reason I mentioned Steve is because Steve also requested it a couple of weeks ago. Got it on the system now. Strange Ones by Supergrass. But there's loads of anniversaries this week. We've had, that's 30 years since Supergrass released their debut album. We also have 30 years since this song was released, which I don't play enough. Sparky's Dream, Teenage Fan Club. For those of you who love it, you are very welcome. Right, this next link, I'm going to go straight to Twitter. Helen says on Twitter, hey Britpop Show, please could we have something cheery by Electricity tonight? It's currently chucking down and blowing a gale in the Yorkshire Dales, and I'm trying to cook for 10 on an uncooperative hob, which is either on or off. I feel your pain with that. Every time I go to an Airbnb, it's one of those stupid induction hobs, and it winds me up because I can never work out how to. I've always locked it, or I can't get to fathom them. I don't understand it, but I will play you something from Electricity. I'm not convinced it's cheery. We'll find out, but there's a link to this, because also on Twitter over the weekend, Mark M from the Potatoes Sack, don't really know what that Twitter handle's all about, but he posted a video, and he posted a video from 1960s London, and then he posted one from 25 years ago, i.e. the year 2000 in London, and it's crazy. It looks like it's from the 60s. It's people walking around, no mobile phones, Everybody just, I mean, go and have a look on it. It's Mark M from the Potato Sack on Twitter. I reposted it. Anyway, the purpose of this is the background music is from Electricity. And Majid sent it to me and said, do you recognize the background music? I said, I certainly do. It's their number one banger.
Hits from the 1990s.
Now is not the time to go. I feel the morning afterglow, and it feels oh very strange. It's very, very frightening. I realize what's happening. Could it be that I'd fall in love? She's here. Only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. She's the only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. It's not the time to go. I feel the morning afterglow, and it feels so very strange. It's very, very frightening. I realize what's happening. Could it be that I fall in love? She's the only one.
We really do need to get that song out to more people. I think what it really needs is it needs to be the background to some TikTok video that goes viral, or somebody like Coldplay need to cover it. In fact, somebody needs to get hold of Chris Martin and say to him, listen, you nicked the idea from their video of it going backwards and the lead singer having to learn the song backwards so that you could do it. You nicked it for one of your videos a few years later. So you need to do them a solid and cover that song so that they get loads and loads of fans. Now, also for fans of Electricity, two big things to announce. Firstly, On Bandcamp, they've released a cover of Long Train Running by the Doobie Brothers. Worth a listen, worth buying for £1.50. And secondly, there is, you remember I did a Rumours show. And it was a few weeks ago, and the electricity rumor was rubbish because it was just, oh, there's a rumor going around that something is going to happen, and that was it. Well, I understand, just hot off the press, that on the 16th of June, we find out more about that rumor. So watch this space. In the meantime, 25 years, you see, we're going 25 to 35 years is a big swing this week. Lots of 30s in between as well. 25 years since the Blue Tones released their third album, and I'm going to play this one off it, even though it's probably not everybody's favourite. In fact, when I interviewed Mark Morris, he said Emily's Pine was his favourite, not this one. And I told him he was wrong.
Causing me to lose sleep.
bit of Blue Tones. Third album, in fact, Science and Nature. And fans of Pulp rejoice because Pulp have released a second single off their new album, and it's called Got to Have Love, and it is out now on all streaming platforms. And that's not it for Pulp fans. Pulp have organised their new album. It's out soon. And so on the 29th of May, they've organised a listening party, if you like. They've said, do you want to hear more? Be amongst the first people on earth to hear the new Pulp album by attending a listening party on the 29th of May 2025. Win goodie bags or order exclusive vinyl. Complete list of worldwide venues online at welovepulp.info. And I've got a list here, and they are at Preston, Edinburgh, Dundee, Glasgow, Kingston, Sheffield, Leeds, Letchworth, Garden City, Totnes, Whitstable, Birmingham, Liverpool, Leeds again, Jumbo Records this time, Coventry, Glasgow, Cork, Manchester, Southsea, Frome, Sheffield, Newcastle, Brighton, Liverpool, Rough Trade Shop West, Nottingham, Soho, Sister Ray Records, London, Marlborough, Southend, Cardiff, Dublin, Sheffield, Stranger Than Paradise in London, another Edinburgh, Dublin, Oxford, Norwich, Southampton, Huddersfield, and Vinyl Store Junior, which is a great name, in Canterbury. All of those, you can go and listen to the new album before anybody else has heard it. And on top of that, it's 30 years to the week since Pulp released the first single off their album that became just their biggest album ever. This is Common People.
St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Oh, what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. Pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't. She just smiled and held my hand. Stop it, oh yeah.
everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and the chip stains of grease will come out in the bath.
We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control and with nowhere left to go.
That woke you up a bit, I'm sure it did. Common People on a Bank Holiday Monday banger show. Right, we're doing 30 years since Aisha Coco. And I told you I wasn't going to play the usual. I'm not going to play Caught by the Fuzz, Man Size Rooster, All Right. I'm going to play instead something towards the end of the album, Time.
Taking you back to the 90s.
We'll be right back.
30 years since Paul Weller released Stanley Road. I can't do that any more off that album, but that, I think, is the best one. Right, you probably noticed that Man City played the FA Cup against Crystal Palace and lost it last weekend. And there was a tweet, Liam tweeted, "It's only a game of football, you can't let it get to you." And then a fan sent Liam a photo of Noel at Wembley Stadium looking absolutely devastated. And Liam's response was, "We're all part of the master plan, don't look back in anger, do you know what I mean?" Now, as you know, I love looking at the heat map of people listening to this show, and we have listeners in North America. I know because I regularly look at that heat map. And if you're in North America and you like James, then be happy because they are doing a North American tour. They're playing the entire album Laid, plus a set of singles and deep cuts. And I don't know what a deep cut is, so if you could go along and let me know, I'd be very grateful. They start in Atlanta on the 3rd of September, so it's playing in the autumn, or the fall, as you would wrongly call it. So it starts in Atlanta, 3rd of September, then Nashville, Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, Brooklyn, Toronto, Montreal, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, Minneapolis, Boulder, Salt Lake City, Los Angeles, Dana Point. I don't know where Dana Point is, but apparently it looks like it's in California, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver on the 5th of October. It looks like Vancouver BC Festival. So if you like a bit of James, get along. If you do go, let me know. And Dave Rowntree, Blur drummer, is bringing out a book. It's some Blur stories and photos from a book called Now No One You Know, Early Blur. And he says, around the time the band started, I bought an Olympus OM10 camera and started documenting our day-to-day lives. That's coming out, I think, in September, but best check on wherever you buy your books. Taking the fun out of everything. And that's it for this week. But before you go, there's just time to let you know that Suede are releasing a new album called Antidepressants out on Friday, the 5th of March, 2025. That sounds a cheery one. And to celebrate it, they're doing some gigs 13th and 14th of September at Royal Festival Hall, 17th of September, Purcell Room, and 19th of September, Queen Elizabeth Hall. Thank you for listening. See you on the flip side. Silly.